Welcome to Term 2. It's great to be back. Dr. George and I arrived back from our sabbatical, having visited a number of schools in the UK as we're seeking to set up some partnerships for benefit of our staff and boys. I want to thank Mr. Stephen Edwards for holding the fort over last term. Did a fabulous job. Mr. Edwards is off for a term's long service leave. So again, thank you to Mrs. Camilleri, who will continue to stay in the role of head of senior school and deputy head. One of the delights at the end of last term was for us to be able to keep up to date with what was happening in the cadet camp. And it's been wonderful getting back, hearing the stories of adventure and challenge and success. It was a record camp with more than 800 boys and 80 staff across 100 square kilometres for 10 days. Well done, boys, and thank you to our staff who were able to put that on. A good shout out to for our media unit, who actually introduced some quite innovative reporting on the things that allowed us to feel as though we're almost there and experiencing the things that our boys are experiencing. One of our first engagements getting back was to be able to visit our boys at the Royal Easter Show. The King's School had a wonderful presence at the show this year. The school had a display at the Cathy Freeman Park, which included cattle as well as some of our past students' HSC Industrial Arts major works. The display was visited by many King's families, staff and our extended community over the course of the show. And I do want to thank our old boys who were just so faithful, so terrific, so personable in the way in which they engaged with members of the community at the show. Of course, our Ag Club students were competing at the show this year and received some fantastic results. They received three highly commended ribbons, a ribbon for selection in the Charolais Stanhill team, fourth place in the herdsman competition, and a first place ribbon for the virtual taste test for our lightweight steer. Well done, boys. Over the break, of course, 22 of our senior footballers flew to Japan to tour the country, playing matches against a range of Japanese schools, while our prep rugby players prepared for the season ahead by participating in the Rugby Carnival in Armidale. Now next week, that is on May the 7th, we will celebrate our mothers and special women in our lives at the King's Women's Network Mother's Day Fun Run. There will also be a pink chapel raising support for breast cancer research with a special guest speaker, and we will also have a number of Mother's Day celebrations across our campuses. We hope you can join us. On Monday, 8th of May, we will gather as a community to honour the coronation of King Charles III, and following that on Sunday, May 28th, we will have a reconciliation service in our chapel as part of Reconciliation Week. This season, our students will kick off the winter sports season, and I am so looking forward to the two-round competition of both home and away with our fellow GPS schools. We wish them the very best of luck. On June 18th, musicians from years 5, 6 and 7 will take part in a special concert at Town Hall. We welcome our community to join us for this. Will be a great night, particularly given that we've been under wraps during COVID. Now we get to be out in Town Hall. Fabulous, I'm looking forward to it. The King's School will hit the road again this term for our regional tour, starting off with a visit to Dubbo from the 5th of May. If you are in regional New South Wales, we hope to see you at our meet and greet events through the year. One of the great highlights in the school calendar is, of course, the end of term two and that of the passing out parade. It might seem to be a long way away at the moment, but given the extraordinary range of events, activities, and just the educational bling on offer, it'll come round very quickly. So as we look forward to the end of this term with the passing out parade, I want to leave you with some of the extraordinary highlights of Anzac Day, where we had a dawn service here. Our boys also attended dawn services in the city and this year at Singapore.
Anzac Day has remained as one of Australia's most significant commemorations since 1916. It is a day of reflection, where we pause to acknowledge the sacrifices and selfless acts of bravery of our servicemen and women. We honour the values that were instilled in the original Anzacs.
And so it is our responsibility, I believe, today that as we remember those who have fallen, we don't do so in despair. And we don't do so in a way that is trite, but that we do so in a way that recognises and remembers the significant sacrifice it is to give up one's life.